Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, brought to you by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Oakland Raiders from MetLife Stadium as the Giants come off their bye. Coming up in the show, we'll tell you about a change to the Giants uniforms this week, the top 10 things about the Giants-Raiders rivalry. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon as we look back at the first half of the 2013 season.
Back against the wall. Mm-hmm. Ain't no turning back. Yeah, we're going out here. We're going to fight together. Uh-huh. I want y'all to give me y'all everything. When we go in the field, you're going to give everything you got. Repeat after me. My everything.
My everything.
Or nothing. My everything.
Everything.
Or nothing. We're going to fight until we can't fight no more.
Special teams, corners, whoever you want. Kick off, give them a turn. We got to fight with our heart.
Game day!
It's a blessing to be back in Big Blue. It's a blessing to wear that NY. Ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it.
In order to be 10-6, you gotta be 2-6.
That's right.
Let's get that win today and keep going.
We will fight.
We will fight.
We can't fight no more.
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 We won't lay down.
We won't lay down.
Be the wild.
Be the wild.
Get up, fight smooth.
Get up, fight smooth.
All for one.
All for one.
One for all.
One for all.
Open it, watch you war.
Open it, watch you war.
Romo audibilizes, takes the snap. Giants bring four, throws one left, deflected and intercepted. Ryan Bundy running with it. He needs a block by Romo. Cuts back to his right to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 1.
That's answering the call.
That's what I'm talking about!
Smith takes the snap, looks left quickly, throws it, intercepted. He threw it right to Prince Amukamara.
Way to make a play, man. That's the we need from you, man.
Hey.
Way to make a play, man.
He's outside. You go up, lean on like you're running out or something. Boom, stick it, and then you can, you know, go vertical, or I can pin you in a little bit, but it's vertical.
Manning drops back to throw. Fires one deep down the right side. He's looking for Victor Cruz. He makes the catch at the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 69 yards for Victor Cruz, and he does the salsa.
If we ever need a spark, he gonna get it to us.
We get the 10 push-ups right now.
Hey,
can we get 10 right now?
Don't give me eight. Lock out. Sliding, diving interception by Entrell Rollins. Vic just threw it up.
So you just going to try to get player of the week? Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to go.
Is that what you're doing, man?
Four quarters of it.
Manning over center. Hand off Jacobs. Plows up the middle. Fights for the goal line. He's going to fight for more. And he's got it for the touchdown. Brandon Jacobs with second and third efforts.
It's too strong.
Cooper comes around. Barkley's going to keep it. Going to settle. He's under pressure. Being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. They're saying giant ball.
Hey. I told you I'm coming for you.
That's huge, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's huge, boy.
Talking about, boy.
Hey.
I like that SC on SC Prime.
Yeah,
I love that.
I was too tired to get the fight on.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Sidearms one left sideline, and it's caught for the touchdown by Reuben Randall.
You bad, so you get kicked. And I like this sweat. That's cool.
Outstanding job. Outstanding win for our team. A battle, no doubt. We knew it would be. Defense, great job.
Great job.
Coming down here in the division and winning, congratulations. Defense played super. We got field position today. We pushed them back. Nice job, Steve, pushing back there. Good job with that. There you go, Pedro.
Come on, Pedro.
Well, let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
All that schedule.
Thanks, we got you. Thank you.
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll tell you about a subtle change to the Giant uniforms this week against the Oakland Raiders. All that and much, much more as we continue after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Oakland Raiders at MetLife Stadium. The Giant uniforms will have a different look this weekend when they square off against the silver and black. For more, it's time for Equip with Joe Skiba as he talks with Paul Dottino.
Well, fans, when you watch the Giants on Sunday against Oakland, you're going to see something just a little bit different. You're going to see some white pants on these guys. And, Joe, that's something fans haven't seen with the Giants since 1999.
Yeah, it's something that I've been getting a lot of questions about is when we're going to be breaking out these white pants. But overall, it's going to be a different look. And I think it kind of stems from, you know, I kind of term it a modern throwback.
Now, the white pants did start in 68 when Tarkenton was a quarterback. Let's take a look at this real quickly and what specifically is different about it.
So usually every November, I usually, you know, walk up to John Mara's door, you know, knock, 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 hey, you know, what do you think about switching something up this year? He looks up at the 1980s uniforms. It was an all-white uniform. And he goes, I think we should go back to white pants, maybe for the home jerseys. I was like, you know, I was thinking about going back to blue pants, you know. A little bit different, you know, it's a little different.
That's when Giants Stadium opened in 75 at Shea,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. It became one of those where, you know, where does it fit in? You know, and we're talking about seeing the white pants, and you think the white pants, you think the 80s. Maybe we could find a happy medium. Maybe we could make the 80s and the 90s fans happy, as well kind of put in a modern take on the current home uniform.
And that's why the extra stripes,
yes,
here.
Doug Murphy, who's the director of creative services here, and myself, we had about six different patterns, stripe patterns, on the pants, and it was, you know, the ones you normally use about the 94 throwbacks and whatnot. And I said, well, why don't we just make the inverted version of our current road home pant? You know, let's just kind of make a modern take of it. And so what we decided was we kind of went with the blue, gray, red, gray, and blue pant, which we haven't had ever in our history. It's kind of a throwback look for this current uniform.
And so we will see these against the Dallas Cowboys in a few weeks as well.
Yes, this weekend against Oakland and the Dallas Cowboys. And on top of that, to kind of get the whole 80s feel as well, is that we're going to bring back the white cleats as well. So for two games, it's going to look a little different. It's a little headache on my end of things, but you know, it's well worth it.
And finally, sneak preview. Anything coming down the pike in 2014?
This is what I'll have to say. If this look goes off, as I think it will, you'll see it a lot more. You know, I kind of have my own ideas how I want to kind of take what the uniform looks like in the away uniform as well as the home uniform. So a little more headache for myself going into next year, but I think it will be worth it.
Designer Joe Skiba, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
No matter what color pants the Giants are wearing, a good running game and strong defense will be the recipe to success. Time for this week's MetLife I Can Do This Moment, featuring Giants defensive back Terrell Thomas.
It was great, you know what I mean? My first West Coast game, I had a lot of family members there. My grandma was there, the first game she ever seen me play, and to get a pick against the Hall of Fame quarterback, Kurt Warner.
Second and seven, Warner back, slings it over the middle, intercepted by Terrell Thomas, the rookie, head of USC.
It was exciting. My teammates were all excited for me. It was a good play for our defense. It was a shootout, and it was a play that, you know, might have had a different outcome in the game. Pick six was the icing on the cake for me, because I told myself, you're going to have a good game.
Campbell over center, takes the snap, overthrows it right, picked up by the Giants, and Terrell Thomas walks in for the touchdown.
He literally threw it right to me. It was a 15-yard interception return. It was just a great feeling. You know, when you make marquee plays like that, it just keeps giving that confidence to keep being aggressive, keep believing in yourself, and just keep working on whatever you need to get better. So both of those plays definitely helped me arrive to the player that I am today.
And off his 11 tackle and sack and forced fumble performance against the Eagles, Terrell Thomas was last week's NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Now time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. The New York Giants will host their 17th annual food drive at MetLife Stadium when they host the Oakland Raiders on Sunday, November 10th. Fans are encouraged to bring canned or non-perishable foods and deposit them in any Stop and Shop trucks parked at each of the stadium entrances. All food collected during the drive will be donated to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, a member of America's Second Harvest, for distribution to local partner agencies in the area. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Oakland Raiders. Now, just off the Giants equipment room is the Giants locker room. And during the course of the season, the players on their Tuesday off days do a lot within the community, like Matthias Kiwanuka, who earlier this week paid a visit to the PSE&G Children's Specialized Hospital.
How you doing?
We have a special visitor here.
How about a handshake? Can I get a handshake? How are you? So pretty. How you doing, handsome? We're here at the PSE&G Children's Specialized Hospital, just hanging out in the halls, getting to meet people and their families. Lots of Giants fans throughout these floors, and great people here just doing work, like working their butts off to make sure that all the kids have everything that they need, rehab-wise, and trying to get them back home with their families. Can I have a kiss? Oh, thank you.
So today, we welcomed Matthias, the defensive end for the New York Giants, to our patients here in New Brunswick. These are patients that are recovering from spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, premature babies, and they were just thrilled to see Matthias come in. This big guy got down on their level, signed autographs, and took pictures and really made their day.
That was good.
It's all good.
Well, here you go.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. It's very good to talk to you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I mean, I think it's huge for us to be in the community, just because you can come out here and put a smile on people's faces. I mean, it makes you feel good about yourself as a person.
Right. You close to getting out, or is it a long process? You are? Mm-hmm. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy for you.
Yeah, this was a great opportunity for us. We are a big football family. We watch every Sunday, so it's great to have somebody come and inspire my son and keep him motivated, keep doing what he's doing.
Wish you all the best. Other than that, really good to meet you, man.
Hey, you're helping out the community. I mean, you're helping people get through tough times, and I feel like that's what people rely on us for, is to have something to cheer for when they're down the most, and if we can do that in person, it makes it that much better.
So when I told him you're coming, he's so excited.
Hey, super junior fan.
Yeah, my favorite player.
Yeah.
Whenever anything mattered, I always easy to come. Every play.
Well, when the person came in to tell me that he was coming, first she didn't know his name, so it was like, oh, Kiwi's coming. Then I'm like, oh, Matthias Kiwanuka's coming. Oh, guys, like, he's my favorite player, you know? Whenever I used Madden, I used him, and I was screaming for joy and everything. It was really exciting. Got to meet my favorite player, so happy about that.
All right, thanks.
Had a great time spending the day with the kids and the adults as well, and glad they brought me into their temporary home.
Good to meet you.
Time to shift gears now for Sideline Jam. And this week, with the Giants trying to get back in the race in the NFC East, we picked a song by B.O.B., We Still In This.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this. Killing it, so buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Raiders rivalry as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants and Raiders, Sunday, MetLife Stadium. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Raiders rivalry. Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Raiders rivalry.
10.
In his 10 seasons with the Giants, Tom Coughlin has just one Week 10 victory, coming at Philadelphia in 2008. The Giants are 1-7, in addition to a bye in the 10th week of the season under the head coach. 9. The number of passing touchdowns in Giants history against the Raiders. The fewest against any opponent that New York has faced more than 9 times. 8. The number of times the Giants have recorded at least 40 rushing attempts under Tom Coughlin, including the most recent meeting with Oakland. They ran the ball 41 times for 220 yards in a 44-7 win in 2009.
I sat with Bradshaw. And off Bradshaw runs right, plows to the goal line, touchdown Giants!
7. The number of Super Bowl titles between the two franchises. New York has 4, 1986, 1990, 2007, and 2011. Oakland / Los Angeles has 3, 1976, 1980, and 1983. 6. New York is 6-3, coming off their bye under Tom Coughlin. The Giants, who took their break last week, will try to improve that record when they host the Raiders. 5. The Giants have lost 5 straight games to AFC opponents, the most under Tom Coughlin, stretching back to last season. The Giants' drought came off of a Coughlin-best 7-game win streak against the opposing conference, dating back from 2010 to 2012. 4. The number of teams Eli Manning has never thrown an interception against, including the Oakland Raiders. The others, Detroit, Miami, and San Diego. 3. Ahmad Bradshaw and David Carr combined for 3 rushing touchdowns against the Raiders in 2009, tying a Giants record for most in a game versus Oakland. Coincidentally, another running back and quarterback combo of Otis Anderson and Phil Simms rushed for the same total in 1989. 2. The Giants have won 2 straight games, 2005 and 2009, against the Raiders by a combined score of 77-28. New York also won 2 straight in 1986 and 1989 when the Raiders were located in Los Angeles. The Giants are 4-7 all-time against the Raiders and have never met in the postseason. 1. Eli Manning has once achieved a perfect passer rating of 158.3 in his career. It came against the Raiders in 2009 when he played only 5 series of the game and completed 8 of 10 passes for 173 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Manning on a play fake, steps up, has time, throws one deep to the corner of the end zone. Manning hits, got a touchdown in the right corner of the end zone.
Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, it's not often that teams in the NFL get a 3-game homestand, but that's what the Giants embark upon this week when they take on the Oakland Raiders. Then it's the Green Bay Packers coming in, and of course the Dallas Cowboys, followed by a trip to Washington against the Redskins. And I know Giants fans are very excited about the way this team went into the bye, having won 2 in a row and feeling re-energized about the season. And you can look ahead as a fan and think about the possibilities over the next couple of weeks and how you can insert yourself back in the race. Fortunately for you, the players have a different attitude and the coaches have a different attitude. They're not looking 2 games down the line and Aaron Rodgers, will he play for the Packers, the Dallas Cowboys coming in, or a trip to Washington in one of 2 games remaining against the Redskins. They're focused on one thing and one thing only, the game at hand. If players and coaches start looking ahead, it leads to disaster in the immediate situation, which is the game at hand. You can't look ahead in the NFL. Focus on one game at a time. I know it's a cliche, but that's what gets results, and that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants. Follow the Giants on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My 9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.